Welcome to Why Am I Losing It? Presented by Bosley MD. Today, J.B. Shelton's guest is Scott Pancoast. Scott is the founder and CEO of Xylo Therapeutics. Today, J.B. and Scott discuss the revolutionary technology created by PhDs at Einstein College in the Bronx and how it will impact hair restoration and, quite possibly, the beauty industry. Deep dive into the innovation regarding the creation of Z-Pods, an advanced product delivery system used for longer-lasting product efficacy, and its impact on the beauty industry and its results-driven technology. Bosley MD is proud to sponsor this podcast in the hopes that it will not only be of great value to salon owners, hairdressers, and barbers, but also to the men and women who struggle with hair loss. And now, here is J.B. Shelton as she welcomes Scott Pancoast.
Well, welcome, listeners, to the Why Am I Losing It? Our podcast all about global thinning hair, losing density, losing hair, hair loss, hair breakage. Whatever your reason is for losing hair, we're going to talk about it on this podcast. But more importantly, we're going to talk about solutions that you can find in the market for your challenges with hair density. And today I'm putting on my science hat. You know, as a hairstylist for 20 years, we dabble in a little bit of science when it comes to color and different kind of chemicals that we use on the hair, but we're not really scientists. But being a part of a hair loss community now for the last 12 years, I have learned more scientific theories, scientific reasons about hair loss, what's going on underneath the scalp, what happens to the follicle, what the human body is doing when it's going through hair loss. So all of these topics have been very, very interesting to me, and I've kind of gone down a rabbit hole a little bit. And today I'm super excited about our guest because our guest, he's a little bit like me. He's not a real scientist, but because of his trade and because of who he is, he's got to hang around a lot of scientists and doctors, and by osmosis, I think is the word he used. He's learned a little bit about it. So today our guest is Scott Pancoast, and he is the founder and CEO of Xylo Therapeutics. With an MBA from Harvard University in business, he's not a scientist, as we said, but he's got a lot of scientific data to share. And why do we have Scott on today? Well, Scott's company is integral in the success and development and research of our latest launch of our product, the Revive Plus Densifying Foam for Men and Women, that we feel at Bosley MD is going to take over the minoxidil world by storm. But we don't want to talk about the product so much. I want to talk to Scott. So Scott, welcome to the Why Am I Losing It podcast. How are you today?
Okay, thanks, JB. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So for our listeners out there who are probably a little bit more like us, what does your company actually do? What does Xylo Therapeutics do in the market?
We have technology that came from Albert Einstein College of Medicine up in the Bronx, and it was from Joel Friedman, PhD, MD's lab there at Einstein. We make topical products perform better. That's the essence of it. And it is a topical delivery system using little silica particles where you can embed an active ingredient of choice into the particles. Particles incorporate into a lotion or a cream or a serum or a foam. And when you apply it, the particles embed very efficiently into the stratum corneum, which is your layers of dead skin cells. They persist there. And over about a 24-hour time period, they, by diffusion, they slowly release the active. So you are nourishing your skin or your follicles or whatever the target is with the active for 24 hours. Most actives are active or reactive in the skin or the follicles for 30 minutes to an hour. But we draw that out. Sometimes it's only 10 or 12 hours, but in any case, we usually multiply it by a factor of 10 or something like that.
And I'm going to pause you right there, Scott, just because this is a really important thing I think most people don't realize. So let me kind of go back here a little bit. Your company, Xylo Therapeutics, creates a product that goes into other skincares, lotions, hair cares to create a time release that allows the active ingredients to stay active in the skin or the dermis or the stratum corneum for up to 24 hours. So a longer, like an extended release medication, if you will.
That's right. It's just like extended release medications that you take orally. And this is the first, other than a patch, this is the only topical product that has this mechanism of action. But patches on the hair and the scalp don't do well together. So really good solution with the Bosley MD product.
Your company is one of the few, or if only, that has this type of technology. Is that what I'm hearing?
That is correct. There are a couple products like liposomes that don't really do that. They can help protect the active when it's in the lotion or the cream from degrading, but they're like little bubbles. They burst as soon as you apply them to the skin. So they do not provide sustained release.
Here's my very rudimentary, I will even say elementary way of a visual that I have in my head right now, Scott. But what I'm hearing is tiny little boba teas. You know, those little boba teas that have the little bubbles at the bottom and then you pop them and they're full of juice and they give you extra flavors. What I'm hearing is a ton of those tiny little boba teas filled with the product, the active ingredient, and then you apply it to your skin or your hair, wherever you like.
Yeah, this is, it's like soft sand is how we view it, because it is silicon dioxide, just like the sand on the beach, except that's crystalline. We make ours so they are highly porous so that the active can fill the little pores. And during our manufacturing process, the pores collapse onto the individual molecules. So think of it as little tiny particles that have little channels. And in the channels are little soldiers, little active soldiers, and they can only release by diffusion one at a time. And they do their job. And the first line of these little soldiers do their job the first hour, then the second line does theirs the second hour. And they keep diffusing out over time.
How did you come upon this technology? How did this even begin to start?
Through my network, I knew of someone who actually was in touch with the lab of Dr. Joel Friedman. And he said, you got to see this technology. So I actually traveled up to the Bronx and met with Dr. Friedman. And I did a bunch of due diligence and forged a license agreement with Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And Xylo was born, and I hired Joel Friedman's number one scientist, the postdoc, who was a PhD and more than happy to move to Greenville from the Bronx, let me tell you that. He is our head of product development, and he has developed the technology such that it's commercializable.
Okay, now when we were talking yesterday, Scott, got my wheels turning because I'm an entrepreneur. And so anytime I hear of a new technology or a new idea or a new thing, immediately I'm like, how can we make money on this? As a med spa owner and a salon owner, we were talking the other day, I thought, can you sell these little Z-pods, as you call them? Can you sell those in a bottle and then blend it with your skincare cream or whatever you're using at home? Is that something? Or does it have to be made together in tandem?
We love your idea. In fact, I brought it up to my wife and she said, well, I don't know, women or men, are they willing to play chemist? And last weekend, I got an email spam from Goop. Goop is just introducing a product that makes the woman be a chemist. It's a three-part system, but I like your idea even better, where we would sell our loaded Z-pods with an anti-wrinkling active in it. And then a woman can choose to mix it in with a cream that she knows that her skin is not allergic to, that there's no erythema, there's no reaction. And so we actually like your idea and we should work on it.
I think it's a great idea because now I'm 52. And so literally every day I wake up, one of the many thoughts that enter into my mind is, how can I maintain the skin? I already know how to maintain the hair, right? I've been doing that with Bosley for the last 12 years. But now my skin, And there's so many products on the market that are great and amazing and work. How does a woman or man even begin to navigate that? So my thing is, why wouldn't I go to the base of what I need, which is extended release, something that's going to keep those products and ingredients in my skin for a longer period of time? How can I have that and then add my own choice in? Especially if you're on social media, I can't tell you how many hair loss solutions I see on a regular basis, ads, et cetera, skin, et cetera. And so this idea for you guys in your business, you're going straight to the horse's mouth.
While we're talking about technology, and I hope I'm not straying too far, but the other element of the Bosley MD Revive Plus product is the active ingredient, which is Y100. Mm-hmm. So there's another university, another professor involved, Dr. Keshav Singh. He is a foremost authority in the world on mitochondrial function. And he published a paper, an unprecedented study in a peer-reviewed journal, and it was called Reversing Wrinkled Skin and Hair Loss in Mice by Restoring Mitochondrial Function. So this was quite the paper. It was one of the top journals in the world, one of the Nature family of journals. And he started this other company that is responsible for the active ingredient in the Bosley MD Revive Plus product. And they did a bunch of work that demonstrated that Y100, which is a natural ingredient, it's a purified extract from the Alma tree grown in Asia, that had phenomenal capabilities in restoring mitochondrial function. And the problem was, when they put it to the test in this one assay, it didn't last long enough. Mm-hmm. And so they came to our scientists and said, hey, can you load Y100 into our Z-Pods? Because we think the product will work way better if you have a sustained release Y100. So I've never seen a product that's so power packed with technology, both from well-regarded universities and both from very well-regarded professors, Friedman and Singh respectively.
Even as a teammate on the Bosley MD team, knowing that we had these types of elevated medical professionals and scientists on the research team, I didn't know that. That's huge. And that gives a lot of credibility to the product itself. Yeah.
And they then backed it up with a study on 34 people who had an actual diagnosis of androgenic alopecia, and 83% had, by objective measures, this was done by an independent contract research organization. So by independent objective measures, they had hair regrowth in their scalp where they did not have it before. And that is better than Rogaine. Rogaine, depending on whether it's 2 or 5%, is usually in that 50 to 65% of response rate category. And they have a few side effects too, because they do not focus on mitochondrial function. Mm-hmm. So a woman who uses 5% minoxidil might end up with a mustache if she didn't have before, or sideburns. Mm-hmm. So it's a really interesting combination of what we think is more efficacy than minoxidil has without any observed side effects. So, and it's all technology-based. It's not a bunch of smoke and mirrors like some products are.
Exactly. The smoke and mirrors. And trust me, as a hairstylist, I've seen a lot of those over the years. The team at Bosley MD, we've often talked about, because, you know, minoxidil is part of our program with Bosley, but we feel this Revive Plus is going to take over that market, because minoxidil is really only great for the crown or the top back of the head, and it's only good for androgenetic alopecia. Where our Revive Plus foam, you can use it anywhere on the scalp, and you can use it for any reason for hair loss. So right there, you've opened the door for more people to be able to utilize the product in order to retain and regrow their hair. Now tell me, we're coming close to our 15, 20 minute podcast, but what are the kind of trends are you seeing in the science world in regard to the beauty industry? This Z-Pod you've got, my brain is spinning. Maybe I need to consult you and give you some of my ideas.
Yes, hey, I'm willing to do that. Yes, we'll collaborate. Technology continues to play an ever-increasing role. In the pharmaceutical world, you know, it is everything. And it is becoming a bigger and bigger part of the cosmetic world as well. People want data, they want science. Of course, there is more sensitivity to some of these actives getting into the bloodstream and some particles and nanoparticles. Luckily, our Z-Pods are microparticles. They're not small enough to go too deeply, but people are educating themselves about some of the dangers of some products. Sunscreens have been at the center of that in a big way. People realize that some of those actives actually could accumulate in the body. So we're seeing some products that are focusing on waterless. Our skin and water actually long-term are not great combinations. So, mm-hmm. so people are focusing on that type of thing. Of course, natural products is always a good thing. And you're seeing some vegan and gluten-free. And, you know, we'll see how trendy some of those things are and whether they can withstand the test of time. I think overall, it's technology is winning the day with data that people can believe. And people are insisting on bigger data sets rather than, you know, self-conducted studies with four people.
Exactly.
You know, they're starting to understand p-values and statistical significance, which, by the way, the Bosley MD study that is referenced actually has some pretty good statistical significance. So, and again, done by an independent institution.
Which is so important. And that's important for people to know. If it's a sustainable corporation or a sustainable product company like Bosley MD, we want to know the truth, because that always is going to circle back to get you if you don't find the truth about things.
The smoke and mirrors, those products usually don't last.
That's what we call a trend. It comes and it goes. But good skin, good hair, healthy lifestyles, not a trend. It's actually what we should be doing. And when we hear products that are botanical based, like Bosley's, and then we hear about technology that actually can help the efficacy of the botanical ingredients work longer, better, faster on the human body, that's something to talk about if you're asking me.
That's a winning combination. I think so too. The Bosley MD people know what they're doing. They're a very impressive group of folks, at least the ones I've met. We're very excited about what they're doing for the masses. We think it's a wonderful thing.
When you're a hairstylist behind the chair and you're helping that person who's very distraught of hair loss, and normally it's a woman distraught with the hair loss, and you have solutions at your fingertips that you can offer them, that's part of why we're doing what we're doing. I mean, yeah, we want to be able to earn a living and have a comfortable life, but more importantly, helping people is a bigger reason why I think why we're all here. And so hearing that from you too, Scott, makes me feel like we're all on the same team.
That's right. we are in a lot of ways. And again, we should talk afterwards about our collaboration that we just initiated.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, thank you so much. I want to give space. Xylo Therapeutics, founder and CEO Scott Pankhurst, here talking with us today. Thank you so much about your Z-Pods and how you're actually creating better products, longer lasting products to help the human body. So thank you so much, Scott. And of course, I never want a podcast to go by without thanking our sponsors, Bosley MD. Now, Bosley MD is the 360 degree comprehensive approach to hair loss with guaranteed solutions that work. So check out www.bosleymd. If you have any questions, find an educator and an expert in your area, along with our online store, to see about all the products we have to offer. So thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in. And thank you again, Scott. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, JB. You've been great.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you'll join us for our next podcast. And be sure to check out all of our past podcasts. For more information about Bosley MD, you'll find us online at bosleymd.com. That's BOSLEYMD.com. And of course, all social media. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@bosleymd.com. Till next time, thanks for listening.